Gospel of St. John, the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 8. The importance of Lot. We feel that it is necessary to give a little background information on the setting of our text today. The Feast of the Tabernacles had just ended. And during the Feast of the Tabernacles, for about 7 days, the Jews would rejoice and the Jews would reflect. And at the temple there in Jerusalem, the priest would take four candelabras, four great candlesticks that would be towering figures at 75 feet high. And they would light these great illuminating fixtures every evening. And it is said by scholars and theologians that it was doubtful that there were any courtyard in all of Jerusalem that could not see the reflection of this light. In the Gospel of John, in chapter number 8, verse number 12, Jesus would say, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, He began to remind me of the importance of the light. Now, we're not necessarily speaking about the natural light, but we're speaking of today the importance of the divine light. Now, God will allow us to use several illustrations today, but we pray that each and every person that's within the sound of our voice will come away with knowing the importance of the light. I began to look here at John's Gospel, and I began to focus upon that Feast of the Tabernacles. And when the Lord began to lay this message upon our heart, the Lord showed us how that the Jews were reminded of the great and glorious things that God did in their lives throughout the years. Well, you see, dear friends, the Lord had shined a great and glorious light upon the home of the Jews. And as I began to reflect upon that and began to focus, the Lord had me to remind myself of the importance of the light that He's shown in my life, and how that through Him and by Him I can see, praise God, where go. When you look here at the Word of God and you think about the Feast of the Booths, the Feast of the Tabernacles, you will see there that the priests, they lit those great candelabras to remind the Jews of the Shekinah glory that is revealed in the book of 1 Kings in chapter number 8. For you see, dear friends, the light is a symbol of power. And though the feast was over, and though those candelabras had been taken down, and the light had been suppressed, I want you to know something today, dear friends. The light still shined. You say, "Brother Lynn, how did the light still shine?" Praise God, just as it shines today in our Lord, in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus would reveal to them, "I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." What Jesus was talking about was the divine light that penetrates the heart, mind, and soul of all that comes to him in faith. It's that light that enables us to go in and out of the dark crevices of this old world, glorifying his holy name. It's through this light that you and I have a discernment to see where we're going and what it is that we need to do. The importance of this life cannot be described, because I see today that light of Jesus Christ. Praise His glorious name. He gave me and He gave you life. Life. The importance of light. Have you heard the old term, shed a little light on it? Why is that? You shed a little light on it so you can see just a little better. You and I, no doubt, have been in places where they have been dimly lit areas, and a little light goes a long way. But you see, dear friends, it is the natural light that God has blessed us with to be able to see where we go physically. It's the divine light of Jesus Christ and enables us to go spiritually. And I'm thankful today that the importance of that divine light brings to you, brings to me a joy and a peace in my heart. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He is the light of one's life. And without Him, I'm telling you today, no matter how much natural light you may have, you will be cast in darkness. Without Him, you're in darkness. But with Him, praise God, you're in light. You and I, most all of us, have been to eye doctors. We've been to optometrists over the years. They'll have you to put your head in front of this little machine. You'll look into this little piece of equipment. The eye doctor, he or she, will show you different images. And as they will click these different images, they will have a dim light. They will have a light and a brighter light. And they will go back and forth from eye to eye, showing you the bright and showing you the dim. And the doctor will say, is it better or is it worse? Is it better or is it worse? I tell you today, with Jesus, it's better. Without Jesus, it's worse. And you see, dear friends, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me will not abide in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus is saying, no matter how dark, cruel, it's a sinful world may become, through my light, my glorious divine light, praise His name, you can see yourself through. But the Jews looked at Christ, and they seen this inerrant preacher from Nazareth. He was in bewilderment. They didn't understand a whole lot of the things that Christ said. But when Jesus began to speak and illustrate the importance of the light, they all began to see and was able to embrace. You know why, dear friends? They, like we need light. We need light. You go in your home this evening and you go to bed and you turn your lights off. You get up for one reason or another in the middle of the night, and without turning the light on, a lot of times you will bump into something. You will bang into something. You will about hurt yourself before you get where you need to go. I've told you many times that I've been up here to the church, and before they put these night lights, these track lights going on, this place gets dark. Gets dark. You can wander around in here in the middle of the evening at night. You can have a close encounter with one of these pews very quickly. But when you fumble your way to the hallway and click that light on, everything changes. And that's the way that it is with Jesus Christ. You can fumble yourself through life, but when you have that divine light, that glorious light from God, everything changes. Jesus Christ wants to change everything in your life and in my life, praise God, so that we can see. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and through me we don't have to abide in darkness. I don't know about you, but I don't like bumbling and stumbling through life. I like to be able to see where I'm going. I like to be able to see what lies ahead. I like being able to clearly identify what is before me. When you think about light, that means to clarify. That means to make things clearer. That means to make things seeable. You know something, dear friends? There are so many in our day and time that's walking and bumbling and stars in their way. Just in their way. All they have to do is what we have to do when we go into a dark room. Just flip a switch. If you ask, you shall receive. And Brother Joey spoke of just a little while ago. If you knock, it'll be open. Praise God unto you. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he that follows me does not have to abide in darkness. Are you in darkness today? Do you understand the importance of the light? It's hard for us. It's hard for us to lead when we can't see where we're going. It's hard for us to comprehend when we do not know what lies ahead. You might say, Brother Lynn, what is the significance of that? The significance of this is this, dear friend. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is and forever will be the light of the world, will show a glorious light around you and around me. And through his divine love, he will walk with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. His love, his light envelops me. I can be in the most darkest place in the planet. I can be in one of the most dark places on the face of the earth, and that cannot suppress the light of Jesus Christ in my life. There's a place in Fentress County. It's between Pickett State Park and the Big South Fort Natural area. There's a couple of trails there that I've hiked. It's a beautiful place. But it is very significant for darkness of night sky. And the astronomers will go there and set their equipment up in this field at night just to study the stars. Because it gets so dark, and the illumination in that area is so weak. And I was up there one day, and I was looking around. And I was there with a beautiful, beautiful blue sun-filled sky. And oh, dear friends, how that I was reminded how that the light that the Lord hung above my head enabled me to be able to see. What we're saying is this, dear friend, no matter how dark the blackest of night may be, the Lord Jesus Christ will enable you and I to thrive. I want you to understand something today. When we speak of the importance of the light, let us remember something that is so, so very important here. When Jesus declared to those that was in his presence in John chapter number 8 by saying, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Lord reminded me of what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse number 14. The Lord would say, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. So shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Read this again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're saying this, dear friends, Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and when you follow him and no longer abide in darkness, the light of his love comes in you. And praise be to God, if you have your faith in him, your light shines as well. Jesus is the light of the world. And if we follow him, our lights, praise God, will shine. Why is it so important for our lights to shine today? So those that are around us can see the love of Jesus Christ in us. If the world sees us and we don't think, Brother Tony, we know which way to go, then how are we going to illustrate to them the way to go? Jesus is the light, and through him, praise God, we're the light too. Not to allow our lights to be suppressed, not to be put under a bushel or under a bed, but praise God for all to see the importance of light. If it had not have been for light in my life, prayers of God's people, and through the majesty and the power of Christ, I would be bound in darkness today. But because of his light and my faith in him, praise his name, I have light. And God has enabled me, as he's enabled every blood-bought believer, with the ability to shed a little light on, to bring to a dark, cold, simple world the light of his love. You see, dear friends, it's not that we're to suppress the light, but we're to promote the light for the world, praise God, to see. When the Feast of the Tabernacles ended after the, and the Jews went back to their homes and their villages, they thought it was over. They thought the light was over. But Jesus declared to them that he was the light. He and he alone was the significant light. And for those that would follow him and look to him in faith, praise God, their light could shine forevermore. Listen, it's going to be hard for you to lead your family. It's going to be hard for you to lead your family anywhere if you're bumbling and stumbling in darkness. It's going to be hard for you to get out of that black pit that you find yourselves in if you don't have the light to guide you. If you don't have that light that is within you that will enable you to go. You see, there's so many today that has a desire to lead. There's so many today has a desire to go. But they're wandering around aimlessly. Why? Because they can't see what they need to go. You say, Brother Lynn, how does that apply to my life today? I know we're in the midst of winter, but coming this spring, this summer, you go to your home and late one evening, you turn on a porch light, a light out on your deck, and just sit there for a little while. You just sit there for a small while. What will come? Moths will begin to come to that light. All these little flying insects will come to the light. You know why? Because they're drawn to that light. You fishermen that fish and you throw a light out to draw up minnows, those little old creatures, they're drawn to that light. Oh, dear friends, Jesus said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The light of life. Jesus declares the light. He is the light. He bestows the light. He brings the light so that you and I, praise God, can live. It's not living, bumbling and stumbling in darkness. We only begin to live, dear friends, when we sense, know, and embrace the importance of the light. Jesus wanted those Jews to know. And the Lord God Almighty wants us to know. Dear friends, the light is not out. The light still shines. And today he's declaring that the light can shine through us, through our faith in him. He says, oh, I have such a desire to lead so-and-so to the Lord. I have such a desire to be an example to this friend of mine who's backslidden. I have such a desire to lead my family in the ways of peace and joy. Listen, let the light shine. Let your light shine. Let them through you, by the power of God, see where they need to go. What they need to go. You know, I've worked on cars before. I'll have a light and it'll roll and fall off, and I'll be doing something and it'll roll and it'll fall off. So aggravated. Now then, why don't I just buy myself a little clamp light that you can just move it? No, I can do it without it. I've held flashlights in my mouth. I've done a little bit of it. Propped them up on battery chargers. You just know. I've done it. But if Angie comes by and I say, hey, honey, could you hold that light? Simple enough. Hold up. It makes all the difference. All the difference in the world. What seems so big, so different, was made so much simpler simply because the significance of that life. If we, dear friends, will allow Jesus Christ to shine his glorious light in our lives, all will change. All will change. If we are with him. Now, poor Angie, she could walk and stroll out on Bonnie, and if I hadn't asked her, she would have thought he's managing pretty good on his own. But when I say, can you hold that light? But change everything. Ask. And you shall receive. Knock, and it'll be open to you. You desire a little light. You desire to have a little light shed on the subject. Ask Jesus. Ask Jesus. And then, dear friends, you and I can know without a shadow of doubt the significance and the importance.